This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the show on MUT Top 80, we have Unokwanda Pindile Cebekulu, who also known as Venotal. She is an up-and-coming music sensation. She is a songstress and a songwriter. She has worked with likes of Sun L Music, Jaiva Mtunzi, Mduva, and Nobuhle, just to name the few. Hello, Venotal, welcome to MUT Top 30. How are you doing?
Yeah, Pila, cool, Ninja Nina. Thank you for having me.
Ah, siya Pila Nati, itina esijabulela ukuba nawe. By the way, get iphutha la khona engingamfakanga. I said just to name the few, but bemela abe khona umkhaya wami lana uSandy.
Oh yes, Sandy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Tell us, who is Venotal and what she is doing in life?
Venotal is a small, not small, but she's a young girl from Inanda, who's very passionate about art, music to be specific, but is interested in all forms of art, and just really an ambitious girl who sees herself in higher heights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice one. Lalel, be curious about your name. How did you come out with the name Venotal?
Venotal, eh?
Yeah.
A while back, like lots of years ago, I used to rap, I used to dance, I used to do poetry as well. And I just took the name Versatile, nga remove SA, nga faga UNO, nga no one that's personified, nga ba uVenotile, because uVersatile means umuntu okwazi ukuba ukwenza izinto ehlukene. So that's how the name came about.
Okay, wow. I'm so surprised ukuthi ukhulume ngokurapper. Like, should say you can give me izinto zo Nicki Minaj vibes. You can be our Cardi B once in South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me how the love of music started.
It started back in Kwaphumula, I used to stay Kwaphumula.
Yeah.
Where I would just write and not know what to say, okay, ngibhalani kahle kahle. And a year later or years later, I came to hear Nanda, where I was introduced to umculo nje omningi, yabo. Emakhaya is just ukuthi sambe sokha amanzi sibuye, yabo, unganake ezinye izinto. Here I was introduced to music, vast of music, and I fell in love with music. And uqinisile ukuthi that I could be your yes, South African Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Because my biggest inspiration at the time was Nicki Minaj. I really loved, you know, the way she would change her voices, the way she did her thing. That's me falling in love with music.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Ugutena, you from Emakaya, you used to go your Kamanzi, all that. How was your family when you started this music journey?
Not to be negative, but you know how, you know, us in
black community.
A black community at large, not to just exclude my family only, but the black community at large is very ignorant when it comes to art. It's like, to them, it's like it's a hobby. And when I started, it was like a hobby. I didn't know that I can actually make a living out of this. They were just you know, ignorant to, you went to record, okay, all right. You know, not something that they would pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You have your latest song, Mdali Wami, is one of your latest songs. Tell us more about it and who you featured.
Mdali wami is basically nje ingoma nosa kuNkulunkulu umdali wethu to actually brighten indlela yami, you know, angikhombisa indlela le ekuyiyona yabo, and lead me to greener pastures, because I know that he has plans for me and his plans iwona avalid. Engomeni yami mdali wami there's no one featured, but umuntu engisebenze naye on the song is uBhuti wami uMpho Wave. He's the one that produced the song, he mastered, he mixed, he did everything. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shout out to him, by the way.
Shout out to him. Yeah, shout out to him. Great work.
Yeah, nice one. And this is one of my favorites, by the way.
It's one of your
favorites.
Song. Oh,
okay, so I need more favorite song coming from you, by the way. Can we expect any music or projects anytime soon?
Definitely music, but I need people to watch out for my music video, Mtaliwami. We heard it first on MUT Radio.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm so happy, by the way. I'm so happy. Okay.
People can watch out for my music video Mtaliwami. It's gonna be coming out soon. And throughout Nyageni, I'm just gonna be releasing music and blessing people with the music, because last year I couldn't release a lot of music. I had problems, you know, admin problems, but it's all sorted now. And yeah, people nje, they can
Okay, so let's see corner, see John Gile. Since he's expect any music, is cutting just Kubega. Who you want to collaborate with in the music industry?
I would love to collaborate with Usi Suanda Gia. I love her so much.
Wow, yes.
Yes. Who else? Kai Wanda. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. But in terms of producers, I would love to collaborate with Ulasti from what's the thing? Select Play. Yes, okay. There's a guy called Lusty. Yeah, he does great things.
All right. Since you also mentioned a band of Fisa, a collaborator, Nabo, Jemina Gitiguena, from your mouth to God, yes.
Thank you so much.
I think for you, it was hard to answer this question because you already collaborated with so many big artists.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 3 months, 2 days, 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, or few hours as a musician? So where do you see yourself as time goes on? Tell me.
Ngoba, you know, okonke okudaliwe kwenziwa uNkulunkulu, kodwa ngingasho ukuthi ngifisa ukuthi ngiyibone esikhathi sihamba ngiyibone you know, pop. Yeah. You know, be able to make a living out of umculo, because you know a lot of people think we're making music just because you saw me on a Java feature, you saw his music video, and you saw me with the red dress on TV.
Yeah.
You think I'm making money.
Yeah.
No, but I see myself making money out of music. You know, I see myself in a beautiful house out of Finanda. You know, just living life at large. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And na loko futhi kuzokwenzeka. By the way, noma kuthiwa imali suyenzile, imali ayikazi yaba enough.
Yes. Consider lapho.
Exactly. Okay, who inspire you?
Yo. So, now, who inspires me? Manje.
Yeah.
It's Java. His music is really inspirational. Historiskake, again, it is very inspirational. Mm-hmm. But if you look at abroad, I love artists like Jill Scott, no Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
They are also a source of inspiration. Yeah.
Nice one. I lalela wena ngikuthandile zisuka. Okay, tell us, how can we find your music, especially Umdali Wami? How can we find them?
Umdali Wami and the rest of other singles that I have. And you also have on digital platforms, your iStore, but iTunes, sorry,
yeah.
Or Spotify, or Deezy, or Deezer. Oh, sorry, or
yeah.
Deezer. Yeah, just digital stores.
Okay. Tell us, if someone wants to get in touch with you or collaborate with you or just to for an event, how can they find you?
They can email me. I'll also, you know, say my number. Mm-hmm. But they can email me on venatalmusic@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or just reach out to me on my socials. And on my socials, it's uvenotalmusic.com.
Okay, thank you so much, Venutali, for your time. Go to Ake again. Gik detele ungang chenaga. Ungaupendulaga. By the way, my famous question. Okay, gifaku spotlighting man.
Oh,
Venutali, she is in a relationship or not? No mu yabamba bamba. It's in into yak. Tell me.
Oh my God! Umelotala gana loot. Gana loot. Oh my God!
Is she still looking? My finger put in my inbox. It's in it.
I get usamile.
Usa break. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for your time, Venotile. Thank you so much, Ngokuthi. Uthathe isikhathi sakho ube nathi la on MUT Top 30. Thank you so much. Nakho konke osifisela kona kwenzeke. For now, let's go straight to your song, Mdali Wami.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.